Let's talk cycling. This is great. Talk about celebrating your own family. Some very, very proud parents. Chris Hoy, Bradley Wiggins, Chris Froome, Laura Trott, Mark Cavendish, just some of the fantastic medal-winning cyclists that Britain has produced. And it's a sport which actually over the last couple of years has really grown. Well, now you're going to hear about a brother and sister from Froome who started cycling as a hobby but now take part in national competitions. BBC Somerset's Jack Kyler has been to find out more.
The noise of an expectant and excited crowd on the streets of Paris as dozens of cyclists speed their way past them during the final stages of the Tour de France. The riders involved in this are desperate to win that yellow jersey and have trained for years, sometimes decades, for that one incredible moment. But they all had to start somewhere. And in the case of Morgan and Laura Curl, their journey started here in Froome. And just because it's miserable outside doesn't mean they can get away without training for the day, as the family have dedicated one room entirely to cycling training.
Hello, I'm Morgan and I'm 15 years old.
Hi, I'm Laura and I'm 12 years old.
And mum and dad, without the ages, you can probably just introduce.
I'm John, I'm dad and yeah. I'm old.
I'm Carolyn, I'm their mum.
So I race nationally, I race normally, and it all kind of built up and I ended up first in the South, fifth overall.
Yeah.
And you're 12 now. Yeah. So when did you start really thinking, I want to get into cycling, I want to take this really seriously?
I think it was when I was about 10. I met Danny King, who was an Olympic gold cyclist, and she came up with her gold medal to open the Odd Down Circuit, where I had been riding for a while. And that just kind of struck my imagination, like, oh, I want to be a pro cyclist.
Like Laura, I compete regionally. She's done a couple more national races than me.
How competitive do you two get?
It's fairly competitive.
I'm still fifth.
Yeah. I'm always reminded that she's fifth in the country, but I can always say that I can out sprinter at the moment.
But you are 3 years older than me.
And then, yeah.
You clearly have two very cycling enthused children. Mm. So, does that come from you or from mum? Mum has just turned away and looked at you with those eyes that say it's very much on your side of the family.
For us, it's a bag of nerves because you're watching them. I mean, at the weekend, they're flying around the velodrome at 30 mile an hour and it's like a 43 degree bank. You can get some bad injury.
Well, you said Morgan broke his collarbone.
Oh, yeah, that was at Castle Coombe. Yeah, he got two handlebars locked together and, everybody, think three of them hit the deck and the other two got up with broken bikes and he finally got up with a broken collarbone.
I can tell from looking at them and from chatting to them, they both absolutely love the sport and they want to keep growing in it. How easy is a sport is it to do things like that? Because a lot of people who aren't involved in cycling won't quite realise just how expensive the kit is, for one.
The kit needs to be competent, it needs to fulfil the function. And even down to, a skin suit, if they crash and burn a hole in it, well, that's 70 quid gone. There's probably 9,000-10,000 miles of driving in a year. Yeah. There's bridge tolls to and from Newport, so it has a cost. Mm.
So would you say then that the big thing for you guys for the next couple of years, away from the track itself and making sure that you're being competitive, is securing sponsorship? Would you say that?
Yeah, I would say up until sort of middle last year, we sort of coped with
it. It's just grown gradually, really. I mean, we're just a regular family whose children have tried something. They started going to Sula Scorpion cycle group at Odd Down just as a Saturday morning club. Mm. So it's kind of just grown, and we're trying to support them as it's growing. Mm. But it is taking on a momentum of its own.
Yeah, and realistically, to compete and travel, you need some support.
Crazy parents.
Crazy parents is a definite. I mean, the only sort of benefit for any sponsor is it's kind of a buy one, get one free, isn't it? So,
What would you guys like to be doing in a few years' time?
Gold medal.
A gold medal. You'd like an Olympic gold, wouldn't you?
I'd like to ride a grand tour and hopefully get a stage win.
So the girls have high hopes that with sponsorship, the kids can go far in the sport. But in the meantime, that leaves John to teach his children about cycling tradition.
There's a tradition in cycling of shaved legs. When Morgan got to a certain age and became a hairy beast, that had to be addressed. And do you remember him saying that that one of the girls said that he'd done a really good job? Which I thought was quite good. But
So you're probably one of the few dads, though, listening to this, who will have taught their son how to shave their legs probably before they've taught them to shave their face.
I always imagined sort of the day would come when I would teach him to use a razor on his face, not on his legs.
Don't worry, I hear razors are cheaper for men anyway. That's the Curl family. John, Carolyn, Morgan and Laura speaking to BBC Somerset's Jack Kyler. Best of luck to them. BBC.